They host the Kokomo Jackrabbits in a day-night doubleheader at 35 tonight. The forecast now from the National Weather Service, partly sunny and warm, high of 80. Right now, the humidity is high at 87%, 70 degrees, Kenosha and Racine. For WGTD News, I'm Dave McGrath. 10 past 8, the morning show with Greg Berg is next.
And we welcome you to the Thursday morning show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Burr. Some time now, an annual conversation about one of the loveliest events in southeastern Wisconsin in the midsummer. We're talking about the Secret Garden Walk sponsored by the Four Seasons Garden Club. And this year's event is going to be coming up this Saturday, July 13th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event happens rain or shine, and it sounds like, at least at this point in time, it looks like it will be shine. That is, gardens owned by home coordinate this event each and every summer. And we're also really happy to have with us in the studios T.J. Levesque, who is the director of Hawthorne Hollow. And T.J. is, in a sense, wearing two hats today, because not only is he part of that Secret Garden Walk with his own home garden, lovingly crafted by he and his wife, but Hawthorne Hollow, where he is the director, is the bonus garden, if you will, on this year's Secret Garden Walk. So we'll be talking to TJ in a couple of different capacities today. So Linda Guy, TJ Levesque, we welcome both of you to the morning show.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, good to have you here. Get that mic right in front of you, Linda, and get that mic right in front of you. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah,
you'd think I would have known this by now. Huh?
Right,
talking the microphone,
talking
Linda.
The mic. Yes, yeah. Radio 101, and TJ, it's good to have you here as well.
Thanks, Greg. It's so good to be back.
Great. So, Linda, let's start by hearing just a little bit overall about the Four Seasons Garden Club, of which you have been a big part for quite some time. Explain who these people are and what they're all about.
We are a group of mostly Kenosha residents who are interested in gardening. They may have gardens of their own. They may just appreciate gardens. They may be dirty fingernail gardeners, or they may be ladies, or I say ladies, not exclusively ladies, who like flowers in general and flower arranging. We started off back in 1963, and a lot of those ladies at the time were, you know, showing up for meetings in with white gloves and and expecting a tea party. Well, it's changed quite a bit over the years, and like I said, we have many more dirty fingernail gardeners who are likely to show up in dirty-kneed blue jeans rather than you know, dress ladies and picture hats. So welcome men into the club. It's not just a Tea Party ladies organization. And it was a number of years ago that we took a look at our bylaws and put in clauses regarding diversity and, you know, welcoming all. And it has resulted we have three different male members right now. And we welcome more if there are gentlemen out there. I mean, we find that the gardeners who have participated in the garden walk are at least 50% men. So, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who are very, very interested in gardening. And maybe up to more than their knees in it. So.
Very good.
But that's just a brief history there. The Garden Walk has been going on for, we keep arguing exactly what year it started. It's been 20 years, or at least, possibly more. And it has grown as well. It's become, we try and run it like a business. You know, it's not just a bunch of dilettantes thinking it would be a swell idea to show off a garden. We try and structure it so that there's something for everybody, that we are really concerned ourselves with the logistics over the year. As Kenosha has grown, we find that people are more likely to enjoy a tour where the homes are in proximity in some fashion. We don't expect people to spend a day with us driving from KR, but we also kind of keep a stockpile of potential gardens for the future. And if you're on our list, we'll probably get to you sooner or later.
So it's actually probably as good a time as any to mention that the people who end up agreeing to participate in this week share with the world in this way.
Exactly. Yeah. It's frankly a rare year that we would have a member garden on the tour. It happens periodically, but it's by no means exclusive to member gardens. In fact, one of our gardens this year, the couple of the Prells, who have a garden that we'll probably talk about a little bit later, they came to us at last year's garden walk. Said, you know, we got this garden and you might want to take a look, and this is great. And we always, like I said, we'll take the notes down, we'll go take a peek. And their garden absolutely knocked our socks off. It's also a very rare occasion that we take a first look at a garden and instantly say, you're on the tour. This is it.
You know? Right, right.
Don't even ask again.
Sure.
You know, you're solid. And that couple has since joined the club. So it's gone the opposite direction.
Ah, very good. And of course, as I said in the introduction, someone can have an absolutely amazing garden, and yet you folks at the Four Seasons Garden Club might not know anything about it. Nobody does.
Greg, you have zeroed in on our lot. You'd think it would be easy to take a little peek. Well, the way the garden is planted and there are conifers along the fence, you don't have a clue what's going on back there.
Wow.
And that, you know, that's kind of been the goal. But it's also, again, presented us with more of a challenge because we are looking for secret.
I'm
sorry. Yes, we've got a small committee, and a lot of those people have served on the committee for a number of years, and then someone else will join, and so we always welcome new blood on the committee too. But it's a group of four or five people who will, after we get word on a garden, whatever, we'll set up a tour. And hopefully on a single afternoon might be able to check out one or two or multiple gardens on that day. And like I say, is looking for something different. And we're doing that again this year. Sun and shade is also an issue. So.
And of course, it underscores the fact that there's so many different ways to garden. I mean, there's as many different kinds of gardens as there are gardeners, and one certainly gets a sense of that scope and breadth of gardening.
For you shade gardeners this year, we got a good shade garden, and for you vegetable gardeners who want to see lots of sun, we got a little vegetable patches that are included in another garden. So there's again, that's part of it, is that, you know, we're putting on a show for people, and we want to appeal to the greatest audience.
For those of you just joining us, we're speaking today on The Morning Show with Linda Guy from the Four Seasons Garden Club about their secret garden walk that is coming up this Saturday. That's July 13th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., rain or shine. This is a, if you will, self-guided tour, although in many cases on this secret garden walk this year. TJ, I'm just curious about how you became involved in this year's secret garden walk. Did you reach out, or did they reach out to you? How did this connection get made?
Well, my family and I have been our name down, our address down on there, and lo and behold, they reached out and said, you know, we're interested in seeing your yard, and they took us in last year, and really, I didn't think, like, we're not really ready for this. Maybe in 5-10 years from now, and I'm still like, are we ready for this? But yeah, we're really happy to be part of it this year.
Good. So glad to hear that. So we'll get to your private garden in just a moment. So, Linda, let's talk our way through these private gardens. And you've already mentioned the Prells.
I have.
Who actually, if I remember correctly, reached out to you. And spectacular.
Well, it is. And to give you an idea of why we were so blown away on first sight, actually what they've developed is essentially two garden walks in one. They have, as you go to the back of the house, and you don't have a clue from the front yard what is hiding, you know, behind this yard. It is truly sacred. There's a lovely garden directly behind the house, all of which kind of centers around or is centered by a very unusual water feature that just a design that I have never seen before, but it's kind of the centerpiece of this garden behind the house, and it's something that Andy Prell dreamed up and constructed on his own, and then the plantings around that are mixed plantings. There's fruit trees, there's a little bit of everything in just that area, but there's also a garden gate. In fact, it's a brand new gate that Andy has constructed also that leads to half acre of, I won't say entirely, but darn close to nothing but daylilies. And it like I said, it's close to a half acre, and these are daylilies that he has hybridized over the years. These are essentially his test gardens that entirely circle this area behind. So, I mean, you've seen a lovely garden, then you open the gates, and then that's where, and they call it their OMG garden, because at that point everybody's like, oh my God. Anyway, so like I said, that was the first garden that we signed on for the tour this year, and we're very proud to have them.
So, I was as I read the description, one of the things that jumped out at me was that they have 9 grandsons who enjoy playing back there, and that they have done, among other things, done some raising of monarch butterflies and praying mantises.
Of how they banned the butterflies and little things that I have never seen before. So, we will have a sideshow with the critters that they have maintained too. But what has happened is that in developing this tour, there is a kind of a quasi theme that has developed, and we're finding that all of these gardeners are very conscious of environmental issues and incorporating
hopefully one that will continue to predominate the thinking of a whole lot of gardeners.
Exactly.
So again, this will be Andy and Tammy Prell's beautiful garden that is part of this year's Secret Garden Walk. I want to ask you next about the garden walk that is on 7th Street by Arita and Kevin Sones, if that's how you pronounce that. And this description included a word that I don't ever remember seeing before and I do not understand. It looks like a great German word, Hügelkultur. It's a carefully designed Hügelkultur garden, enhancing sustainability, among other practices. Do you know what that
means? It was a term that I used with out of straw and wood and you know, gatherings from elsewhere on the property is the structure that that is part of the design. And at what they did to top this off, and I don't know if this is traditional in German culture, but when they put theirs together, they turned sod, and you're familiar with standard garden sod, which was probably dug up from elsewhere on their property, flipped it over so that it's green side down, and that green is now serving as a fertilizer, a mulch, an organic element that's going back into the soil.
Wow.
And so that's the structure of this bed. What it ends up getting planted on it is entirely up to the gardener. I mean, in German culture, it's probably most likely vegetables and such. I'm making assumptions here, but they will be happy to demonstrate that and on site. The homeowners will be there, and actually at each home, as far as we know right now, the homeowners will be present and be able to answer some questions, and Garden Walk members will be there too and might be able to answer others in terms of general gardening issues.
Fantastic. Very good. Well, let's talk about the home garden now of T.J. Levesque and Becky Levesque, which is also part of the Secret Garden
and
tour.
I'm only too willing to turn that over to T.J. he knows it better than I do.
Wow. So, T.J., first of all, you were mentioning earlier that as someone who's been on the Secret Garden Walk, as a customer or as a visitor, if you will, you know what this is all about, and you kind of had a thought that your own garden could perhaps be
being just grass from, you know, the house to the road and the house to the garage. And since then, we've filled it in pretty densely. The theme was to kind of get rid of grass, you know, mow less. And then we started having fun with the structures. We put a few different structures in. We put a cob oven in. A cob oven is an oven that is made out of clay and straw and sand, and it really retains that heat very well. My wife and I went and we took a workshop in Mexico and learned how to work with cob.
Wow.
So we came back in 2014 and built this amazing cob oven that lasted for 7 years. And eventually the life of it ended. And we plan to build another one. But other structures, a gazebo, a hobbit house, a chicken coop. We're going to get chickens later on in the year, hopefully.
Wow.
And at the front yard, we partnered with actually a gateway. The Gateway Permaculture Club came, and we installed a front yard, got rid of the grass, installed some paths, and actually put a hugelkultur berm in the front yard as well. So we're a little familiar with that concept as well.
Explain that to our listeners, actually, a little bit of what that's about, especially its purpose.
The hugelkultur, well, it's a form of permaculture practice where the thought is that you put,
It has evolved slowly. Has it just kind of naturally and effortlessly evolved, or has there been some guidance and direction and thought behind the evolution?
Yeah, actually, that permaculture, sorry, Gateway, both Becky and I took a permaculture class at Gateway. It was such a fun class. And in that, we designed our yard. And then we had kids.
Ah.
We have the tree fort and the Hobbit house. We do, like, the kids would love this. And they do. And them and their friends, they love it. And then they don't. But it's half of it's evolving with the family as the kids grow, but early on we put a lot of effort into it before kids, and now when we can here and there, really at this point it's keeping the yard and the garden trimmed.
There you go.
So densely packed.
Right.
And I'd like to point out that actually TJ's garden is the smallest one on the tour. All of that.
Wow.
Is basically in a small city lot.
Yes,
I mean, it's
very small.
Yeah. So
wow.
He's really made the most of his space.
Making every
inch count.
So
those of you who say, oh, well, I just don't have the space for a garden, take a look at this guy.
Yeah, and see what he's done. Very good. So that will be TJ and Becky Levesque and mm-hmm. their home garden, which is part of this year's Secret Garden Walk coming up this Saturday. Well, let's hop from the smallest garden to what I am assuming is the largest. That is Tyler and Deline Nels and 15 acres that they
yes.
work with. Not that it's
let's call it a meadow as you first approach the home, the property, and it's not unlike driving into a public park, in a sense. There's a sizable pond there, in addition to two other ponds elsewhere on the property, which I haven't even seen. But there are islands that are planted primarily with has large enough space that there will be parking on the property. So, don't worry about, finding a spot on the road and trudging up a hill.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And that will be the case also at the Nels Garden. But, again, it's overwhelming what they have done with the majority of that 15 acres. Well, I don't even know if it's the majority, but a wide expanse that then narrows down into more of a private area.
Right. And three ponds in the mix? I mean, that's pretty
substantial. So I understand.
Right.
I've only seen the one.
Right. The other thing I wanted to ask you about in this description, and maybe this is a term you're not familiar with, but they say at one point, the existing wooded edge works as the foundation plantings for our building.
That's kind of an approach that our friends. This is a gardening theory that's very much environmentally driven, and there's they'll point out the areas that they're talking about, there.
Very good. That's good to hear. Well, before we get to Hawthorne Hollow, which is this year's bonus garden on the Secret Garden Walk, we have one more private garden that we need to talk about. And as a lover of color, I'm excited especially about this garden on 6th Street. Tell us about these gardeners and this garden.
Okay, this is the home of Amy Wells Parise and Jack Parise, and it's tucked away on a relatively private drive. And as you enter the property, the little showpiece just as you enter is a garden of These were all plantings from that she inherited from her mother.
Wow.
So that kind of sets off the tone for this particular garden. There's history. There's thoughtful attention to bringing in family history and such. And they've done a wonderful job with people there to direct you. So.
One of the things that's mentioned in this description is that the circle garden, which is what was what they've created and now in memory of,
yes.
of Amy's mother, who's no longer with us, that originally was a shade garden, but some of those trees that provided the shade needed to come down, and so things change, and suddenly there's not the shade we once had, and now the shade is kind of coming back with some of the trees they planted. But that's a really interesting thing to think about in terms of how much that changes a garden, potentially.
We've run into situations like that with gardens earlier, that's not so unusual. All of a sudden, you lose the big oak tree, and your lovely hosta garden is frying in the sun now. One of our members was on the tour once years ago, and then she was on the tour again later because her lovely
that gardens, the homeowners will be on hand, the gardeners, to talk about.
That's the plan,
what they've
yes.
done and answer questions and so on.
Yes.
So let's talk about this.
Particularly ones that are open to the public all the time, and that's the case. Matter of fact, depending on your time today, just making people aware of Hawthorne Hollow's existence is going to help them in the long run, and help the make you aware of what Kenosha County has to offer, but they're open how many days a year?
We're open from March 1st all the way through December 24th.
There you go, and open to the public at all times. So it's
private at all.
We're telling their secret.
But
today.
Yes, exactly right. Saturday. Yes, right. So just to let more and more people know, and so TJ. You've been on the program, of course, before to talk about Hawthorne Hollow, but explain what people are going to be able to enjoy and explore if they make their way to Hawthorne Hollow this Saturday the 13th.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful day Saturday, and we're open most Saturdays in the year. And this Saturday, people can come and park in the main parking lot there next to our Nature Center building. This Saturday, the observatory will be open during the daytime, and visitors will have a chance to experience a daytime observation of the sky, the sun. We have filters that they're able to put over the telescopes and look at solar flares. And the staff there, William and Chad, are so knowledgeable. I'm not, but they are. So we always try to keep it beautiful for the public and for for nature. But we're trying to really hit the nail on the head here with this one.
Yeah, very good. So tell us a little bit about. I was going to say, tell us about what grows at Hawthorne Hollow. That's not really what I'm asking. I'm more asking, how do you interact with what is growing on the grounds of Hawthorne Hollow? I mean, none of you are gardeners in kind of the classic sense of the word. Mm-hmm. I mean, and yet probably in some way
are very prominent up there this year.
Very good, very good. Any cicadas if you visit Hawthorne Hollow, but there are all kinds of other beautiful, wonderful things to experience. Briefly, TJ, remind our listeners about the extraordinary women who really brought
yes.
Hawthorne Hollow into being. I know it's a story you enjoy telling.
It's a fun story, yeah. So we have the Ruth and Margaret Twasher are chasing the dogs. The dogs are chasing the cat. The cat was okay. They found the dogs down by the river, and they looked around. They saw these beautiful hawthorn trees in the floodplain, and they found out that the property was actually for sale. So Ruth purchased the property, and they named it Hawthorne Hollow after those hawthorn trees in the hollow, which is the floodplain. Mm. And they finished their teaching career. A lot of people in the community really adored Ruth and Margaret, and they retired in the 1950s and owned and operated by the Hyslop Foundation. a lot happened in the late 60s there. That happened. They installed an arboretum with Clarence Gottschall of the Morton Arboretum, and three historic buildings were moved there.
A weekend long, just a very slight chance of a shower on Saturday, but otherwise it looks like it's going to be a good day for the Secret Garden Walk.
We have been very fortunate over the years.
Really?
I mean, we claim rain or shine, and we've been very lucky the majority of the times.
Yeah. So we want to remind people that you get a little, I think, a little break on the price if you buy your tickets ahead of time. Is that right?
Not anymore.
Oh,
nope.
Okay.
Like everybody else, our costs have gone up. And actually, to make it it's simpler for the ticket holders now, it's one price across the board.
Okay.
It's still only $10, which has been, our price for, I think, since we started doing this.
Yes. No, it's a great bargain.
Just there. And all the way out to West End. Those tickets are also available at each one of the homes on the tour.
Right.
And if you go to our website, which is Four Seasons Garden Club, that's the number four, the numeral four, Seasons Garden Club, all one word, .org, there's full information on these homes, the addresses, and ticket outlets and everything else you need to know before the event.
Fantastic.
But one other thing, you may want to know if you're somebody who enjoys a raffle. And I forget to mention this every year, so I'm going to squeeze it in now. There is a raffle at each one of our five homes, and those raffle planters, and usually they're a mixed planter, beautiful flowers come up with, but these are all our people who have, most of these vendors have been doing this for us for years, and that includes Burr Oaks, Summer's Garden, Anton's Greenhouse again. We've got two new sponsors this year, and that is Sunnyside Florist, who've been selling tickets for us for quite some time. But this year they've done a planter to be donated also. And our friend Vinnie Chambers, who is very much involved with conifers. And his company is Mayogi's Design. And if you remember Vinnie Chambers' garden from a number of years ago, he's the conifer guy.
Mm.
So I can't wait to see what's in that planter.
Very good. So raffle prizes are also can be
one
seen.
One planter and, per house. The tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5.
Excellent.
There. All
got
you
it
raffle
in.
People,
good
I've
job.
Got you now.
Very good. Linda Guy, TJ Levesque, thank you so much for being part of a really fun morning show today. And we hope a lot of people will seek out the Secret Garden Walk coming up this Saturday, July 13th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., rain or shine. Thanks for being here on the morning show today.
Thank you, Greg.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classic.